welcome to the show.
Are you going to sing some more?
No.
Okay. You okay? Hey. Nice kitty.
Ah.
Hey, shut your face. I'll do the talking from now on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey. How's it going?
Yeah, see, that's why. That's why. Just kidding. It is 6:16 on your Tuesday morning, and, well, in all seriousness.
Right?
Coming up, we got a poema for New Music, or, New Music Tuesday. They'll be here in the 8 o'clock hour. Remembering You.
The album.
Yeah.
Came out today.
Ironically enough. Name of their new record.
Mm-hmm.
And, they'll be in studio in the 8 o'clock hour hanging out with us, possibly doing a show.
Yeah, hopefully.
Not a show. A
song?
A jam.
Jam.
Hold on, Matthew.
Hey!
Hey, buddy!
Hey, you guys! Hey, what's going on over there?
How's it going, Matthew?
Oh, good. Mitch, is Steve-O giving you a headache already?
Yeah, pretty much.
Steve-O. Oh my goodness. Hey, Sean just sent me an email. Let me tell you, he's listening in.
Oh,
email?
Cool. Sean.
Yeah.
Sean, his best friend.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Sean's totally a real best friend.
How you doing, Steve-O?
Hey, I'm doing great, Matthew. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's New Music Tuesday already.
Yeah, that's not coming up till 8 o'clock. Now, here's the thing. I'm glad you called in this morning, like you do every morning, but I'm really glad you called in because we posted something this morning. Today is September 11th, 2012, but 11 years ago marks, it's been 11 years.
11 years.
Bombing since, of Pearl Harbor, huh?
No.
No.
Since the attack on the World Trade Center. You were, what, 2 years old when this happened?
Probably, I was born in 99, so.
Okay, so let's talk about this from this generation's perspective. The World Trade Center, what does that mean to you?
And that's where all the stocks were. Yeah, I mean, that's got to be really hard for the people that were in there. So many people died, you know, after that airplane had crashed into the side of the building. That's got to be hard.
Yeah.
So you don't remember it?
Oh, yeah, I remember it. They have, like, little commercials about it. There's a show on TLC called 9/11 Emergency Room. They have, like, a filming of it.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was watching it. It's pretty hectic.
There it is.
Oh, yeah, oh my goodness. You know what they say, Steve-O? Another day, another dollar, huh?
Do they say that?
Yeah, another day, another dollar, or is it a nickel?
Probably a dollar.
It's a dollar. It's a dollar.
Hey, so you guys have any, let's see here, any new Project Gay 6 records yet?
Yep, new one just came out. Fall Goliath Fall, still the new single.
Oh my goodness, I can't wait for that new record.
It's out.
You can get it.
Oh my goodness, I've been looking for that stuff with some of the music stores here in town, and
yep.
It's hard to find.
It is. They went independent, so they're not on a label. They put that out themselves, so.
Yeah, it's weird. I've called the stores in town, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To know if they have it, so I don't have to have my parents waste gas.
Yeah.
I call and ask them, wait, do you guys have any Project Gay 6 albums? Nope, we do not. They give me another number, I keep calling, and then no one even answers.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, can I get another song request?
Yep.
This morning, I want some Amberlin here.
Okay.
Oops. Sorry about that, Steve-O. Right now, I'm trying to do stock count as well. My dad's an urn maker.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to write this stuff down right here.
Okay.
Oh.
My dad's a cremation urn maker. He does urns. I mean, we have a cherry, a star urn. I have to take care of. Ooh, we're low on some stain.
Okay. You're very helpful.
Yeah, my dad, we do it to Gabaldon Mortuary. You guys know them, right?
No.
You guys don't know Gabaldon Mortuary? Oh. You go there. And into Reflections.
Oh.
Yeah, we do those guys too. Reflections, funerals, and life celebrations.
Wow.
Right on, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yeah, this song from Amberlin. I want to have this one dedicated out to my best friend, Sean Siegler.
All right, Sean Siegler.
Yep, Sean, if you're out there, man, I'm still listening. See, it's cool today. Bye, guys.
All right, we'll see you later. Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody.
I just learned so much.
Okay.
It's amazing.
How do I recover?
Speaking of reflecting.
Yeah. Honestly. We posted something. And we were asking, you know, hey, where were you type situation?
Yeah.
Remembering this morning. As we said, Poema coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Brand new record, Remembering You. And yeah, it's calls like that, though, that remind me, wow.
Some people don't remember it.
Right.
That's crazy.
Because let's be honest, man, for all the quote-unquote remembering he had, he was 2 years old.
Yeah.
He was 2 years old.
He remembers what he's seen on TV.
So,
like the specials.
Yeah. Calls in every morning, and I'm glad he called in this morning because, honestly, yeah, he's 13. So,
yeah.
2 years old when that happened. It's been 11 years now. And, yeah, how old were you?
I was 14.
Yeah, see, but, I mean, obviously you remember.
I remember.
Did you care at the time?
No.
Okay.
I was okay. The empathy and everything happened that day didn't really hit me until about 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, because I didn't really take time to think about it. I was in eighth grade,
mm-hmm.
and I remember I stayed home that day because I had really good grades, and so I was like, Mom, let me stay home. I don't want to go to school.
Oh, it wasn't because of that. You just wanted to stay.
I just wanted to stay
home that day.
Like,
okay.
My brother went to school, and then I found out that we didn't do anything in school anyway because everyone had a TV in the class, and
right.
we were watching what was going down. But I just remember that none of my shows were on, like the shows that I wanted to watch on TV, because they were covering what was
right.
going on. So I saw the second plane hit the World Trade Center because I was watching TV.
Right, right. What's amazing is looking at technology and where we're at now with Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, even MySpace, which is, you know, just for relegated to bands basically now. But at the time, none of that existed.
Nothing.
And so you're right. Every news channel, every channel for that matter, was taken over. And that was the coverage. And that's really how the word got out between that and newspapers. The afternoon edition newspapers was how people found out about this, because there wasn't Twitter, Facebook, any of these things.
Yeah, barely even websites at that time were covering it. Like, they had, like, what was it? The Wall Street was obviously just the paper that came out, but then, like, the Times would, you can go to the internet, but it was so slow.
I didn't own a computer yet.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. I was already in my early 20s, but
I still had dial-up.
Yeah, I didn't own a computer. I was working, and that's what it was at my job. All day on the TV. I was at the airport when it happened.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was an interesting
scene. Guess you weren't going anywhere.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was, man. So anyways, yeah, we posted something. Get to it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Got some facts about the World Trade Center. We'll talk about all that coming up. We're going to play Matthew from Albuquerque's request for his dear friend, Sean Siegler. What do you want to hear from Amberlynn this morning?
Some Amberlynn whisper and a clamor.
Whisper and a clamor?
Right there.
All right, there you go. We'll play that. That's really for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
But dedicated to Sean Siegler.
Sean Siegler. All right.
So.
Good job. On the way, some Harrison Hudson and more of this.
Sounds good.
Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Harrison Hudson. At the start. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Hey.
I make myself laugh. You know.
You're really not that funny. It's weird.
I'm not.
Weird.
It is 6:31 now on your Tuesday. Big show today. We got Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship coming in this morning. And
yes.
We have a doozy of an email from a listener, parent.
We do.
That we will be sharing this morning.
I'm excited to get to that.
If you lost it or threw it away.
No, it's somewhere.
It's somewhere.
Oh, it's right there.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. We'll be talking about this. A little teaser. It's a mother who, mother of four, she's raising her kids up, and oldest daughter suddenly announced she wanted to give up her beliefs in God.
You know, that's my biggest fear, and that.
And you don't even have kids yet.
Yeah, no, seriously. Ever since I became a Christian, I was 18 when I gave my life to the Lord, and my one of my biggest fears is having kids, raising them, doing what the Bible says to do.
And then
do.
They get called to the reaping.
And then they get called to the reaping.
And they become
no!
tributes.
No! Who are you?
Oh, I don't know. I thought that was
District 12?
Yeah.
No, that they would just walk away from it all.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Pastor Scott Tom about that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. So you definitely don't want to miss out on that. Also in the 8 o'clock hour, Poema.
Poema coming by.
New Music Tuesday. They got a new record out today.
Called Remembering You.
Yeah, Remembering You. And speaking of remembrance, we posted it today. It's 9-11. It is 9-11-2012. It's been 11 years. And we posted the question, what memory stands out for you when thinking back to 9-11-2001? I met one of my best friends in the world that day.
Really?
Yeah. Jake. His name is Jake.
Jacob. Jake.
Yeah, I call him Jakey. He's my boy.
Oh, wasn't he your roommate?
Yeah, I met him on 9/11. I was at the airport when it happened, and I was dropping my, at the time, girlfriend's mom off.
Okay.
She was flying to Germany, and security...
You weren't married?
Bum-rushed our car. No, see, yeah, exactly.
You've just always been married to
that
me.
That long ago. And I was dating someone else.
It's so weird.
And, yeah, dude, I kid you not, security, like, bum-rushed the car.
Really?
Yeah, and I was just pulling into the departures. I had no idea what was happening. And this guy rushes up to my side of the car, and I, like, roll my window down, because, seriously, there's, like, three dudes, and just, have you removed anything from your car? I'm like, well, no, I'm about to, because, and I start to, like, kind of open my door to, like, because I had to get her luggage out. It was in the back. And he, boom, slams my door shut. And says, get out of here. And I'm like, oh, no, you don't understand. I just have to. And he says, get the bleep out of here. Da, da, da. And I'm like, whoa. And I started driving off. And I'm like, I don't know what is happening. And then right after that, my stepdad calls and says, turn on the radio. Have you heard anything? This is history. And I'm like, what? And I turned on the radio. And that was it.
Dang.
And so that day, I used to manage a GameStop.
Wow.
And, yeah, so crazy how, like,
life has changed.
Yeah. And I was just watching the television, and this kid comes in my age and wanted to put in an application. I'm like, who are you? Do you see what is happening?
You can't be applying for jobs right now.
Real life cannot go on right now. This is happening. And I remember stores, like, around us, because we were in, like, a strip mall type place. Mm-hmm. Stores all around us were closed that day.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody was shut down. And, yeah, he came in, put in an application, and we ended up just hanging out and talking. And he's actually the human being I attribute to God using to be instrumental in drawing me back to Jesus Christ.
That's very cool.
So, yeah. So, it's crazy. So, that day holds a lot of significance for me, because... That really was when I started realizing that I wasn't immortal, and that...
it really was life-changing.
Yeah, it really was. In fact, 911memorial.org, or of course, you know, just 911memorial.org, they're actually unveiling the ceremony, this all kinds of stuff. There's a webcast going on starting at 8:30 Eastern time, so it looks like it just kicked off. So you can check it out. I was reading some facts that just... boggled my mind. A lot of people don't even remember. I mean, Matthew from Albuquerque, he was 2 years old when this happened.
Yeah.
But we're asking, you know, what do you remember about that day? What stands out to you about that day? 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Or, of course, Facebook, if you like to just comment on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Static!
Shalom!
Shalom!
Dude, I can't hear you guys over here. It's not coming in.
Oh. No. Be praying for the station. We're getting geared up for our next big fundraiser that we absolutely need to happen. Truth is, we're broadcasting right now at a very low frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, due to technical issues with equipment up on the tower, due to vandalism that happened recently. Which sucks. Yeah, so we're only broadcasting at about 58%, which, yeah, we're very low power right now. So it doesn't surprise me. It bums me out, but doesn't surprise me.
Man, so. That's gonna bum you guys out.
I know.
So what did they do? How did they vandalize? What did they do?
Well, you know, copper's pretty pricey.
Yeah,
and
it's worth something.
Yeah, it's worth.
Wow, that is so weird, dude. Because I just recycled because it was on my job list. People have old heaters and they don't work.
Yeah.
What we do is we bypass the heater and just cut away whatever's there, and the you know the junk we take with us. And I had some copper yesterday, and I took it, dude. I got 16 pounds, and I got $43.
Dang. Wow, that's
it's
it.
It's like $3 and something a pound or something, but they took off because I had some brass on it. It was kind of so they took off a few pounds.
So lame.
Yeah, you have to.
That's it.
You have to get like a lot of copper for it to be worth your while.
This whole time, I thought it was at least like.
No, it's not that.
So it's just some dumb broke people who.
Yeah, that's
being crazy. Somehow didn't get electrocuted.
Huh?
I said, and somehow didn't get electrocuted.
Well, you know, in San Diego, that was a big thing out there. It was in the news and everything when I was back there. You know, this is 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
But people were going to construction sites.
Yeah.
And you know, most of the time, you know, it's sad to say, but they're drug abusers and they're addicted to some kind of substance. And man, it's just sad, man. They probably don't realize what you guys are doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah, they're not thinking about
that. I don't think it was malicious. I think, yeah. But
well, when are you guys doing the fundraiser?
October 11th through the 13th. So
but
exactly.
Voting has started. Yeah. We're calling it Static Decision 2012.
That's
and
right.
You can cast your vote. So
you can cast your vote with cash.
Are you guys doing a marathon? Are you guys doing like a.
We'll be here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Of the 11th through the 13th in October.
Yeah.
So.
All right. We guys got to break in Mitch on those overnight. Telephone thing.
Yes, dude, there it is.
Yeah.
Friday to Saturday, come on.
Woo, I'm so
excited. You guys got to do that, man.
Yeah, I think we should have
to. It would be so hilarious to have a female and a male that are both sleep deprived.
That just equals a lot of fighting, right?
It's Christian fighting. It's not just the regular
Bless your heart.
So,
shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, man, I just wanted to let you guys know I love you guys.
Love
and
you, man.
I hope everything works out, and I'll have to check you out on the internet later on, man.
There you go. All right, man.
I love you guys.
All right, love you, too. 505-338-3700, the phone number, and as Pool Boy brought up, that's true. We have an app.
Yeah.
We have an app available at the App Store and also on the Android market where you can listen to us that way. But yeah, unfortunately, we're broadcasting at low power because of, multiple reasons.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And that's not cheap. We did put a call into the engineer, and so they're working on getting all the necessary equipment that we need, and
but it's pricey.
It's stupid expensive.
And by pricey, I mean I couldn't afford it. So.
Yeah. So what we're going to be doing is a fundraiser coming up in October called the Static Decision 2012. You can cast your vote. Vote for Static Radio if you would like to keep us in office, and that means on the air. Please vote for us because much like real elections, if we don't get enough votes, chances are we won't stay in office.
Yeah.
So check out all the details at mystaticradio.com. And people are already feeling the effects of us being at low power and not getting us. So
even I can hear it. Like when I'm driving in the car, I'm like, oh, I can tell that it's a lower power.
Yeah, we're living over on the west side. It's fuzzy.
Yeah.
So
no
kinda
fun.
Sucks. But yeah, hey, get to Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We're talking about 9/11. Today is the 11th anniversary. And so we asked the question, what do you remember most? What sticks out the most to you about that day back in September 11th, 2001? And yeah, we will continue to take your calls throughout the morning. We're also going to do New Music Tuesday coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Poema
coming
joining
in.
Us.
I'm excited.
Me too. And then, of course, Pastor Scott's on.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
Good day.
Yeah, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Good morning. 6:48. Steve-O and Mitch hanging with you on your Tuesday.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Thank you. I try.
Ugh.
I try.
About time.
New Music Tuesday coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We will have the ladies from Poema joining us.
Indeed.
The girls.
The gals.
Yeah. Hanging out with us and coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Of course, Pastor Scott Tom, Cross Christian Fellowship, will also be joining us. Right now, joining us, you, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, this is Joseph. How are you guys doing this morning?
Hey.
Good. How are you doing, man?
Not too bad. You know, just driving in from down by Las Lunas Way, listening to you this morning. Talk about 9/11.
Yeah.
All sorts of other awesome things. Hey, I just wanted to pipe up because I don't get on the computer too much during the day. It's kind of hard when you're driving.
Yeah.
I see some police officers do it, but they must be specially trained. But I'm sure of it. You know, it's the only way.
Of course.
But anyway, hey, I used to work for a small university in Belton, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Called the University of Mary Hardin Baylor. A Christian university, a wonderful school. But I just took break, went to the student center, and we were watching the replay of the first plane as the second plane went into the tower.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yep. And then shortly thereafter, I got my deployment notice, and we were gone. So,
man.
Yeah, a lot of history there. I hope you don't ever forget.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's kind of why we wanted to make sure we talked about it this morning as far as, you know, it's like, the 10th anniversary was huge, and people wanted to talk about it. But it seems like on the random odd, you know, anniversaries, not a lot of talking about it, and sadly, not a lot of remembrance so far this morning. You know, we had one person whose biggest remembrance was what they wore that day, or
yeah,
what, you know, and wow, that was a day that changed America. I mean, go travel,
yeah,
and try and remember what it was like 11 years ago. Traveling.
I can't remember September 11th being insignificant.
Wow.
It was a crazy day, and you know, the nation just totally changed forever.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And, we need to remember why, you know, where we are today is a lot to do because of that day.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call, man.
You bet. You guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, you too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, one thing that sticks out for me as well is shortly thereafter, the American flags everywhere. The United States. You know what I mean? Like, we truly united over this, and yet here it is 11 years removed, and it seems like we're so much further apart, especially in an election year where
everybody's
just, like, divided and yelling and hating each other and unbelievable.
Yeah.
But, man, yeah, I've got a fact sheet, actually, about some of the stuff that happened as a result of the World Trade Center and 9/11 attacks, and man, we'll get to that here in a minute. But more of your phone calls, 505-338-3700. Hello?
Hey, this is Nate Hook.
Hey, Nate!
So, I was 8th grade when September 11th happened.
Me too.
I was actually about an hour outside of D.C.
Wow. Oh, wow.
They didn't tell us at my school until about lunchtime, I believe.
Probably because it was scary. It was.
Yeah, that's probably just because of the proximity.
Yeah.
To it, you know?
Yeah.
And they wanted to let everything die down before, you know, another plane hit somewhere else, and then it gets closer to us, you know?
Yeah, because we don't want to forget that it hit the Pentagon, too.
Right, right.
Yeah. And, the one hint that I got before that was in shot class.
Kicking off your 7 o'clock hour, and welcome to the show. It is Steve-O and Mitch.
And it is 7:03.
Yeah, 7:03, which means exactly 11 years ago, this minute, Flight 175 crashed into the South World Trade Center. It was the second plane, and the one most people, I think, remember, for those of us who are old enough to remember, watching the news, and this was the second one that went into the towers.
Yeah,
11 years ago right now.
11 years ago right now, I was talking to my mom saying, yeah, I just saw another one crash into the tower, and she was like, what? And so she didn't know, because she was on her way to work, driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Actually, you saw it on the news, depending on which news channel you were watching. I forget which one Nancy was watching, but she was watching coverage, and they said, we'll be back with our coverage right after this. And then they come back from a commercial break.
No way.
To say another plane has just struck the tower. They
Oh, I saw
So that, I think that was the last commercial break they did that morning.
Wow.
Yeah, why, yeah. No commercials.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Give us your thoughts.
Yeah.
Talking about September 11, 2001. What do you remember most about that day? Do you remember that day? I was really happy to talk to Matthew this morning. 13 years old, so he was two. And to be honest, you know, he talked about his recollection. And, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he doesn't remember.
I don't, yeah, that to me comes from news or from specials or from, you know. But what do you remember most about September 11th, 2001? 343 firefighters were killed that day. Almost half the number of on-duty deaths in the department's 100-year history.
Wow.
Yeah. The South Tower collapsed at a magnitude of 2.1 on a seismograph. The North Tower collapsed with a magnitude of 2.3 on a seismograph, according to Columbia University. 91 baseball games were postponed in the 6 days. Major League Baseball suspended play. It was the longest postponement, excluding work stoppages for the regular season since World War One in 1918. Wow. As a nerdy baseball fan, I remember that. I remember Rudy Giuliani came on Saturday Night Live because they had stopped that. They didn't know what to do.
Right, it's in New York.
It's in New York, and I remember Lorne Michaels asking if it was okay to laugh. And I'll never forget that because, you know, here they have Rudy Giuliani there and that was the question. Is it okay to do this? Is it okay to laugh? And, and you know.
It was definitely different watching SNL after.
Yeah, yeah. So 1,337 vehicles were crushed when the towers collapsed, including 91 fire department vehicles, a little more than half of all fire vehicles in all of Louisville. I mean, that... Yeah, staggering numbers when you take a look at everything else. Fires at Ground Zero burned for 99 days
That's
until December
unreal.
19th. Yeah. So, Static.
Hi, this is Becky.
Hey, Becky.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, it's a sad day.
Yeah.
I'm 52 now, so I was 41 then. I was in bed with my husband, and a friend called and said, "You got to get up and watch TV now." Went in, turned on the TV, and the words indescribably heart wrenching. There was no you couldn't breathe, you couldn't think, you couldn't. My brother-in-law was working in the World Trade Center at the time. He called in sick that day.
Wow.
Thank God.
Yeah.
His partner, who he's still with, was working close by and had to walk home several miles, you know, so.
Yeah, no driving.
Yeah, but he was safe also, so, you know, so we were thankful for that.
Yeah.
I was working at a church at the time, and we went. Michael said, "Are you going to go to work?" And I said, "Well, I have to go open the church. People have to come to church."
Right.
And the place was just packed. There was people. I mean, there wasn't anything. There was no sermons or no. You know, people were just there praying and just there crying and hugging and sharing. And I mean, people were just coming all day, and we had the television set up so we could catch everything that we needed to. And it was an incredible day, and it was just, there. You know, there's no words. There's
right.
no words.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. So, well, thank you guys for having us, letting us kind of vent a little bit today.
Yeah, absolutely. So, thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. God
All right.
bless, guys.
God bless you, too. All
Bye.
Right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number, and that's basically it, venting, just talking about it. Man, this day is very significant for me because it truly was the day that, like I said, I met one of my dearest friends, and it was a day where I think I finally realized, wow.
This isn't it.
That we're not immortal. There's, man, that these people, this... I started to think about the people that were just getting on an airplane, because I used to fly regularly, you know, and... just getting on an airplane with no other thought than family going to Disneyland or going to visit a friend or going to and all of a sudden gone, you know, and it was a day where a lot of people, obviously, as Becky said, churches were packed. People started asking questions, and man, I one thing though, she mentioned her, which is a brother-in-law who worked at the World Trade Center. I honestly saw them in movies. But I didn't understand the significance. I didn't understand what was the World Trade Center? What was so special about that? Why was that chosen? And I really didn't know a whole lot about the Twin Towers. So for those that don't remember, that don't know, each of the World Trade Center towers had 110 stories.
Mm-hmm.
Tower 1, the North Tower, which featured a massive 360-foot-high TV antenna, stood 1,368 feet high. Tower 2 was 1,362 feet high. The length and breadth of the towers were 208 feet. Although only Tower 1 featured an antenna, the structure of both buildings were designed to carry a broadcast mast. Of the 110 stories, 8 were set aside for technical services in 4 two-floor areas evenly spread up the building. All of the remaining floors were free for open-plan offices. Each tower had 3.8 million square feet of office space. Each floor of the Twin Towers was approximately 1 acre in size.
Oh, wow.
Right. To give you an idea, 110
Huge.
Stories, each floor about 1 acre in size. And when the towers collapsed, they fell nearly a quarter of a mile to the earth and reached a speed of 120 miles per hour.
Wow.
Yeah. Taking your calls, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about 9/11/2001. What do you remember most about that day? 7/11 now. Let's go ahead and take care of traffic, and we can do more of your phone calls.
Road construction, the left lane is closed on Unser at McMahon, as well as more construction, Wyoming at San Antonio and Manal between Wyoming and Eubank, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Loves us some SoPo.
So good.
We'll call those guys in a minute.
Yeah.
Wanted to keep taking your phone calls, 505-338-3700. And just talking about September 11, 2001, and what you remember most. Static.
Hi. Are you there?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. My sister is... I'm a New Yorker, and I live here in Albuquerque, and my sister was working in the Pentagon. She was in the military at that time. And she was the personal photographer for the Secretary of the Navy. And so I had been outside that day taking a walk, and it was a beautiful sunny day, and I walked in the house, and my husband said, he was very upset, you gotta come look at this, you gotta come look at this. And by the time he had turned the TV on, the plane had already flown into the Pentagon. And I'm sitting there, it was so surreal, like, what's going on? Oh, my sister, where is she? And it took probably about 45 minutes with all the phone calls that were going on that day for her to get through to me. And I didn't know if she was calling me from under a table or some room where she was trapped. And all I could say was, where are you? Where are you? And she was in Texas.
Oh, wow.
The Secretary of the Navy had flown. He was on something, doing something in Texas, and so his whole entourage was there, including her. And so it was just a huge relief. She also afterwards got involved in photographing the evidence at the Pentagon and whatever had fallen, whatever was burned up. She had to go down into that pit area and take a lot of photographs of it, documentation for the military. And she was able to put up scripture verses in the bathrooms around the Pentagon.
Nice.
Because people were in such trauma. Her time there was really talking to people while she was working and telling them about the Word of God. And eventually she went on the 700 Club and gave her testimony on the 700 Club.
Very cool.
Yeah, so it was, but that day was pretty traumatic for us as a family.
Yeah, I can imagine. Wow. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. And these are things we don't think about. You know, it's like, wow, two airplanes crashed into buildings and that was scary and a couple thousand people lost their lives and that's insane. But we don't think about the individual families. Think of each individual family that was affected in some way. So many people who had a friend who worked there, or who lived in the area, or, you know.
And just the people that were in the building. All those people got up and they were just going to it for a day of work.
Yeah.
And it shows us the brevity of life.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
How, we, like you said earlier, we aren't immortal. And I think that's something that I'm thankful that I realize now. But when I was in eighth grade, that was just like watching a movie to me.
Right.
It wasn't real. And so I didn't feel bad. Like, I was like, I just didn't have any empathy. I didn't have any emotion. I was like, well, my shows aren't playing. That's all I know right now.
Right.
And it wasn't a movie that I wanted to watch. But now I'm thankful that God has used this specific situation. Because I remember a few years ago, it just hitting me. And I was like 20 at the time.
Yeah.
And when it hit me, that I just broke down in tears. I was like, oh my gosh, how long has this taken me?
Right.
And so it's really cool to see where God has brought me now, just to understand what was happened that day and what we'll have to remember.
And what was, it's so sad, talking about this, thinking about this, 2,749 death certificates were filed relating to the World Trade Center attacks. McNeese, natural disaster baptism right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
7:49 now. Happy Tuesday to you. And man, I don't want to say it's been a heavy morning because...
But it's been real.
It's been real. It's been really great, actually.
Yeah.
Talking about September 11, 2001 and what you remember most about that day. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had a lot of conversation about remembrance and remembering things and why we do certain things. And why we shouldn't forget. I mean, think about this one. How often do we go into church, we sit down, and then we say, we do this in remembrance of you, and we take communion?
Yeah.
Because it was very important for us to never, ever, ever forget the sacrifice of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we take the cracker, we drink the grape juice, and we think of what Christ did on the cross. And so I'm glad that we're doing this morning, this remembrance and the phone calls we've gotten in this morning from former servicemen and women. And
it's been amazing to hear from them.
Absolutely. What do you remember most? And of course, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we will still be doing New Music Tuesday.
Yes.
We're not halting all of our show. Poema will be in studio this morning. And ironically enough, they have a new record out today called Remembering You.
Yes.
Full length release on Tooth and Nail. So, yeah.
It's exciting.
Excited to talk to the girls about this. It's going to be fun and bringing their guitars in and whatnot. So, Stever.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I want to thank the listeners that are getting on Facebook and sharing and getting on the phone and sharing.
Yeah.
something I thought about this morning. I had a couple friends yesterday on Facebook post pictures of their Mercy bands.
You guys
But shortly after the 9/11 event of 2001, Calvary Albuquerque worked to acquire several wristbands made of silver that had the names of victims and you know, where they were, if they were in the tower, if they were on one of the flights, if they're in the Pentagon. But it was an opportunity to remember daily those who fell and pray for their families. So just a reminder, you know, we talked a little bit about that this morning, but continue to pray for those families that still feel those effects of 9/11.
Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you for that reminder as well.
Yes.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Isn't that what God set the rainbow in the sky for, so we could remember always?
Yeah, very true.
Very good words, yeah.
Yeah, let's remember all the people that perished in that, too, I guess. Poor guys.
Thank you for the call.
Yes.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And, just asking what you remember most about September 11, 2011. What's been interesting has been, man, not only people who had either family working at the Pentagon or World Trade Center, servicemen and women, firefighters, but then on the flip side of that, those that were like, well, I was in sixth grade and it didn't really mean much to me.
Yeah.
And to see, it's been 11 years. My children, they weren't born yet. You know, I wasn't even married yet. And so thinking back, looking in that those terms, it seems like it was so long ago, and yet I can vividly remember like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, interesting. 505-338-3700. Static.
What up?
What is up, Shane?
What are you guys up to, man?
Well, it is September 11, 2012, so talking about what you remember most.
Super. This day, dude, obviously 9/11, but I moved here 6 years ago today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is the anniversary of me coming to be with my wife.
Wow, dude.
So for me, yeah, so today could be, you know, but, and I like rainbows, too.
Right.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, yeah, dude, for me being, like, ex-military and serving, you know, and that's the word, serving, I just remember, like, you know, it's hard not to be moved by the men and women that put their lives on the line, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, I know you're going to hear it all day, but you should hear it all day.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
You know, you should hear it 1,000 times today, everywhere you look, because they're not with their kids. They're not going to go to Little League. They're not going to do those things. And you know, and this should really resonate with you. I mean, you grew up, you know, without a dad.
Right.
For most of the time. But it's just, today, it's those kinds of things. And just the healing, I guess the word is healing,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That all those families deal with. It isn't a one-dayer. Like Ryan was saying, I totally agree. It's one of those things that just, you know, consistently reminded, wow, you know, I really wish that person was still here with me.
Yeah.
So,
dude,
today
absolutely.
I'm going to pray for those people, you know, those kids and you know, wives and husbands and, you know, that's it.
Right on. Thank you for the call, Shane.
Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. All right.
Shane.
505-338-3700, the phone number. And that's it, the Daily Remembrance. If you've missed the show so far this morning, please check out the podcast. Hopefully it's all there.
Yeah, hopefully.
Because, man, we've had some incredible phone calls this morning.
And
if you're asking, why wouldn't it all be there? The truth of the matter is, man, we're listener-supported. We're a listener-supported station.
Yep.
And unfortunately, things break down, and we're not able to quickly purchase some things. In fact, we had a call this morning from Las Cruces where it's like, hey, man.
We can't hear you.
It's just static. In areas of Albuquerque, it's staticky. We're not running at full power right now, unfortunately.
Running at like 58%.
Yeah, running at 58% of power right now.
If you're at school, that's failing.
Yeah. And if you're a radio tower, that's still pretty failing.
Yeah.
So the engineers have been contacted, but unfortunately, man, that's a lot of maintenance / there's some equipment that's shoddy right now that we need to replace, and that goes for our podcast as well. We have something called the Skimmer that records our show, and unfortunately it doesn't catch everything because it's kind of old and clunky, and so we are doing something about that. Static Decision 2012 kicks off October 11th through the 13th. You can cast your vote for Static Radio
with cash.
And you can get early voting going right now at mystaticradio.com. Cast your vote. And it's our fundraiser. In fact, you can check to see. I haven't checked this morning to see if we've had any early voters yet. Probably not. I don't believe so. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Which sucks.
But you know what? You can check it out at mystaticradio.com if you love us and you would like to support us, be part of this this ministry here. We're going to take a quick break, and coming up, New Music Tuesday.
Yes.
It's right around the corner. We're going to have Poema in studio talking about their brand new record that released today. And that's exciting for them.
Yeah, I'm excited for them.
Yeah, right back with that. And of course, Billiam, our music director, and lots of new music to get to this morning.
Indeed.
So we will be doing that coming up right around the break. It's Steve-O and Mitch
in the morning.
Static Radio. Carol Hood, song called Afraid, which is currently what I am of my co-host because I'm bleeding right now.
It's not my fault.
Oh,
this is all
dude.
Your fault.
So,
there's an alien-like creature in the studio, and you would not let me out of the studio. This is your fault.
It's just some kind of insect birthing pod. Yeah, why would you be afraid of that?
Why is he holding the door closed?
Because we were about to go in the air.
No, you never do that.
You ran away,
you would not come back.
You would never come back.
I could call in.
So, welcome to the show, Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Hey.
And joining us right now, Billiam, because it is New Music Tuesday.
It is.
Yeah. You know what we forgot to do?
New Music Tuesday intro.
Time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Yeah. Yeah. We forgot to do the New Music Tuesday
there
intro.
There you go.
Yeah.
I've had something in my eye for the entire drive over here. Like the 40 minutes I was on my motorcycle, I was just like winking the whole time.
Were you wearing a helmet?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Safety first.
Yes, and second.
It is New Music Tuesday. We've got a lot of music to get to this morning. I kind of want to do Among Savages first just because of the title of the song.
Among Sandwiches.
Among Sandwiches. We've been talking about 9/11/2001 all morning and what memory stands out for you. And we're gonna get to that again. We will. But it is Tuesday, and we promised New Music Tuesday. We have Poema coming in studio this morning. Ironically enough, new record called Remembering You.
Yes.
But Among Savages, they have a brand new track. Let's talk about this.
Well, it's called New York City.
Which is...
Nothing to do with 9/11. It's just...
Right.
It's one of those, like, everyone writes a song about California. Mm-hmm. I think they just kind of went that route with New York City instead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Them and Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
You too.
This was actually a band suggested by Matteo when he was here last week.
Ah!
Yeah.
Okay. I knew it sounded familiar.
I remember him saying, hey, you got to check out Among Savages.
Hey, man, you got to check out Among Savages. They're going to be huge, man.
Yeah, it sounds more appropriate.
Hell, man.
That's pretty much what he said.
Yeah.
And so, just like that.
Okay. And that's where we got this one.
Uh-huh.
Good old Matthew from Waverly. And currently House of Heroes.
Yeah, he's
playing bass right now.
I kind of envy him.
Until you take that job. Until you take it. I was telling Tim all about you, man.
Really?
Yeah, I'm trying to get you out of here.
Oh, sweet.
So, trying to get you out.
It'll benefit both of us.
Yeah, yeah. So, there Among Savages is the band. The song is called New York City. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Steve-O and Mitch and Billiam.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Among Savages.
You are being so mean today.
It's just sassy.
New York City's
sassy,
the track.
Sassy, grumpy pants.
You're the one that stabbed him with a tack.
I didn't stab him with a tack.
Oh, I'm sorry. You threw him into the wall where he stabbed himself
and
by your blunt force.
He brought it onto himself.
By the way, Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Hey,
welcome to Static Radio.
Good morning.
And 8:15 now. We have our dear friend Billiam in studio. Being that it is 8:15, we should probably take care of this.
There is a crazy accident on I-40 west at Louisiana, backed up to Wantabo, so be aware of that. As well as another accident, I-25 south at Jefferson. So two accidents, both freeways, all two of our freeways here. And then road construction, left lane closed, uncert McMahon, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Asuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And it is New Music Tuesday. Just played a brand new track. That one suggested by Matt Lott from Waverly and House of Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all should check these guys out, man. They're going to be huge, man.
I think it was a good suggestion.
I agree.
Yeah. I trust Matt.
Yeah. Mm. So let us know what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do we got?
Thebe says yes. And Bill says, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
So I know the Kool-Aid like man Kool-Aid? Was on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
TG says, okay. And Giovanna says, remember when Merry and Pippin set off Gandalf's dragon firework at the Hobbit party? She ends with that. But that was awesome. So I'm going to assume it was awesome.
Right. So maybe that, well, it kind of sounded like the festival that was going on. Yeah. So maybe that's what it was. And yeah. at the same time, dragon fireworks were going off. And so epic.
Yeah. It's my 71st birthday.
That's Yay. Right.
Jonathan says, love it. If you're having a bad morning, this song really cheers you up. And then he has another band thing. So we'll give that to Will.
There you go.
And Giovanna says, weird, because it's about NYC. Sure, yeah, first thing we said.
Paul Whoa. Says this song was a great theme music to your bug killing exploits.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you got to watch that.
Yeah,
I hid in a different room.
Yeah, there was a weird, I don't even know what it was. It looked like a roach with an ant head, which was really weird.
Yeah, it
in
was.
In the studio.
It was awful.
Near my bag.
Yeah.
I mean, what if you're taking those home with you, dude?
This is it. This is how it all begins.
Infested.
Oh, man, come on. That's
you can make that new show
many
on...
horror movies for you guys to joke like that.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You could have Discovery Channel come to your house and be like, oh, this person's infested with ant roaches.
Right. Truth.
Gross.
Truth. Except it's a studio. And we had ants in here until like last week when
and
they actually
roaches.
Sprayed.
That's what happened. They combined.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Combined Nature powers. Has found a way.
Yeah. That was the queen, like, trying to shovel off to the new land. My people are gone. And, yeah. Sorry. Didn't make it very far.
I'm done.
Coming up in about 42 seconds, we're going to have the ladies from Poema walking in the studio.
What?
I can see them. I'm staring at them. You guys want to come and hang out with
They're
us?
They're sitting down.
Yeah. You guys have sound check in like 10 minutes, so I know you need to, like, you know, get in
Here,
and out and on your way.
Let's share. Shall we share?
Is that the same shirt from the album?
What?
From the album.
The cover.
From the art, no?
No, let me there. Look, I have the cover. No.
Oh, no, you're wearing a dress. Why does that shirt look so familiar?
Because
that's the shirt you wear in all your Instagram photos? Yeah, maybe. We have the same shirt. Yes. I'm not hipster enough for that shirt. Looks good on you. I can't do that. That's flannel.
She complimented her.
That's flannel
outfit.
And plaid.
So yeah, you look like weird. A.
You've been speaking to them
eat
for
this
about
morning apparently
5 minutes. You've already called them ginger and hipster.
No.
Okay, we're
for the record that was Celeste.
Apparently there's something with gingers today because Celeste walks in. He's like, oh, you got ready today, and but he meant that as a compliment. He goes, oh, Michelle, you should probably get ready someday too.
You're
mean
something.
To me.
You're
being
something.
Mean to me. What is it with brunettes?
Nothing. I'm married to one. I love them. I love them especially.
You're messed up today.
Yeah, I am. So, okay, welcome to studio. And where are you guys going to stand? Billiam, get out of the way.
Okay.
Ladies first.
I'm going to go hunt roaches.
Okay, good. You'll come back soon?
If
we'll hang
want.
Out more? Yeah,
if
absolutely.
Okay,
we got lots of new music to get to this morning, including a brand new one from The Wedding that has not been heard yet. So, yeah. Label Mates. You guys are label mates.
Yeah.
I've actually never met them, though.
Really?
I hear they're nice.
They're great dudes.
Yeah.
You have to get closer to the mic.
Ugh,
it's
golly.
Like this. There's the fist roll, at least.
Stop know. Bugging me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just want it's you guys early. To sound, you know.
How do you guys do this every day?
It's called coffee. It's yeah. a fantastic
first
invention. First yeah. thing in the morning
drink,
and then
drink
second
it without
thing
food.
In the morning. Yeah.
No food.
First, and it's second,
the
thirds.
Only thing that keeps it going.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
great
welcome.
Thanks. Thank you for having us.
You guys aren't nearly as excited
I'm
as you
sorry.
Should be.
Okay, we drove here. It's a 30-minute drive from our house. And I slept the entire way. I literally woke
okay.
up 5 minutes
you know what,
ago.
You were you up until midnight?
You know what Elle's got going on? She has, okay, so she's got this radio thing. She's got to lead
this thing.
Worship.
This thing.
She's leading
worship this
she's
morning for
worship,
she.
Which is like, leading worship is like pressure. So of course, I'm in the front seat like going over.
Steve-O and Mish in the morning on Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
All right, welcome back to the show. It is New Music Tuesday. Joining us in studio this morning, we've been talking about it on the interwebs. You know, the Facebooks and the Instagrams and all that stuff. We got Poema in studio. Ladies, hello.
Just kidding.
Man, I'm sorry. I didn't comment nicerly on your outfits and stuff.
Steve-O.
You know I love you guys, right?
We love you too.
Okay, good. Okay. So, new record, Remembering You. First full length today. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited. And you guys are actually going to play something from it right mm-hmm. now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to try.
I know it's early, but...
I mean, it's early, but... This is what happens when you sleep in the car and you don't warm up.
Yeah. See?
Who did that? See what happened. What? All right, it's going to be okay.
Let's All right. What's the name of the song?
This one's called Hesitate.
What's it about? Hesitating?
Shoot. Yeah, hesitating.
Not going
it's
for
about,
it?
It's about I'd say it's about like making sure to capture all the little moments and
it's about a boy, huh? There, you just don't want to say
what?
It.
What? No. Steve-O, a man.
I'm sorry. A man. It's about a man.
No, this is for anybody. Just making sure to capture the moments. And this actually has to do with, how would you say this? Just like if somebody's about to leave your life.
Okay.
Like kind of taking advantage. Because I think we're used to having a lot of friends in other states. And especially with our grandma as well. Just you don't know how much time you have. So that's kind of what this one's about.
All right.
Nicely put.
I just started talking.
Yeah, I just play guitar. All right. Shall we?
Okay, I guess so.
Apologies in advance for any mistakes.
It's been 30 days since I saw your face. Except behind the glass of a picture frame, I looked into your eyes, oh, so many times. I forgot the way it feels when you look in mine. Counting seconds to the day goodbye's a word I never say, but oh, you never know how fast the time is gonna go. We're fools if we take it slow. So don't you wait to say the words you need to say. This could be the only day we have before it's too late. So don't you hesitate. Another moment without you, and I just can't afford to miss you anymore. So won't you simply stay with me? Whoa, counting seconds to the day goodbye's a word.
Hesitate. That's Poema live in studio right now. New record today.
Yeah.
Out. Yeah. And you guys are excited.
Yes, we really are.
Awesome. We're going to post everything up at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Links to everything so that everybody knows how to find more about you and Remembering You. New record out today. First full length on Tooth and Nail Records.
Yeah.
Exciting. exciting.
Yay.
I know you guys have to go, and I'm so thankful that you guys got to stay.
Seriously, thank you for having us.
Of course. Thanks for coming in and hanging out with us. And as I said, facebook.com/mystaticradio. All the details. We will post everything there. And we love you guys.
Woo-hoo.
You guys are awesome. All right. On the theme of hesitate, how about some culture shock for you right now? This one from Dashboard Confessional Songs called Don't Wait. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
There you go. Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
There you go. Culture Shock from Dashboard Confessional, which needs to just go in regular rotation. Can I just say that? Chris Carrabba.
Well,
is he a further?
Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying.
Hey, I'm okay with that.
All right, let's do it.
Director.
There you go. Make it happen.
Aha.
Make it so, number one. Make it so. It is New Music Tuesday. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam hanging out with you. And Poema in studio just a moment ago. New record releasing today. Their first full length on Tooth & Nail Records. And I know, exciting feeling for them. Yeah. If you missed it, as you're saying right now on Facebook,
We feel sorry for you.
That was an amazing new track from them.
Yeah. Okay, V, apologize for... Sorry if this is a little rough.
Bam!
Oh, by the way, I'm amazing. Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah. Dude, and trust me, at 8:30 in the morning singing like that,
and she just woke
up. So difficult.
Yeah. She slept the entire way here.
So, yeah, it was pretty amazing. If you missed out on it, make sure you check out the podcast where we won't be putting the song because, you know, that's how we do.
Right?
But, yeah, make sure you check out the podcast if you missed Poema in studio. And you can check out all the details on them, how you can find out more about where they're playing shows and how you can get a hold of Remembering You at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Now, let's get back to New Music Tuesday.
Okay.
We got a lot of jams to get through this morning.
That's my jam.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Do we want to save their label mates for last or...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
I haven't heard it yet, so I'm still... for those that don't know, we have brand new music from The Wedding.
Yeah.
Their new record, No Direction, comes out at the end of this month, right? Or is it October? I believe
it's September, yeah.
Okay. 25th?
25th.
Like that. Yeah. So that's going to be a fantastic day.
I'm excited. That's and this particular song features Dan Marsala from Story of the Year on it.
Yeah. So, who was here fronting Amberlin last time they were here? So that's exciting.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know. So I'm really excited to hear the new one from Their Wedding. We'll save that for last, so you got to stick around. But right now, where do you want to go?
Let's go to the unexpected.
Ooh.
With the film.
This one?
I was going to say his initials, but then I had to stop.
Here's the deal. I'm in the car. I'm driving. And this amazing song comes on the radio because, I'll be honest, I was actually listening to The Edge. And the song comes on. I'm like, dude, who is this? This needs to be a culture shock because it was on The Edge and they only play hell music.
Of course, obviously.
And so so I'm listening to it and I sound hounded it. And it was like, Philip Phillips, some dude's real name is Philip Phillips.
And then you laughed.
So I laughed and then felt bad for the guy and made fun of him. Then I looked him up and found out he was an American Idol winner, and I wanted to punch myself in the face because apparently I liked a song from an American Idol winner. And then I found this amazing article at Christian Post about Philip Phillips, this dude who has a crazy love for Jesus, who spent the summer at different youth camps and just talking to people about fulfilling their dreams through Christ and what Christ has done in his life. And I guess this dude just won American Idol or something. Mm. And again, wanted to punch myself because I couldn't believe I actually enjoyed something that came out of American Idol.
You mean you didn't get into Kelly Clarkson?
No. My wife, however, went, you know. So anyways, yeah, so I'm not gonna lie, I was a little bummed at first when I found out he was an American Idol winner. However, this song is absolutely amazing.
It's a really good song. I feel
what
like
happening?
There's a lot of inspiration from Mumford and Sons in this track.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't know it, we're gonna premiere it right now. Brand new music from Philip Phillips, at least to this here station. The song is called Home, and let us know what you think. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or of course, 505-338-3700, and let's just get right to it. Song is Home, it's Philip Phillips, Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Philip Phillips, song called Home right here on Static Radio. No, really. Philip Phillips on Static Radio.
American Idol winner.
Yeah, American Idol winner and solid dude. Read a great article recently from Christian Post and just humble, awesome believer. Mm. And yeah, want to know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is New Music Tuesday, so dig it or bury it. Let us know. I think the comments actually were getting buried beneath all everything else that's on Facebook.
Okay,
today,
I get what you did there.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay. I was like, no, they're not. Everyone says dig.
Oh, okay.
Victor says dig. Dennis, I dig it. Chris says, good song. They played it a lot during the Olympics.
Did they?
Which I didn't know.
I didn't even hear it.
And TG says, me gusta.
That means dig in Spanish.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I'm just kidding. It actually means the gust.
Oh.
It's when you bust one. Yeah. And you're like, ooh, gross. Me gusta. That means the gust.
Yeah. Destiny says, dig it. And Thebe says, I like it. You guys are out of control.
We're 7 years old.
I didn't do anything.
You're encouraging him.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I can't believe I'm stoked we added an American Idol winner to Static Radio.
Yeah, I thought this day would never come.
And everybody else is digging it, too, so you're all in the same boat as me. Go ahead, slap yourself. You like something from American Idol.
Yeah.
But what do we got next?
I'm feeling From Indian Lakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, band is called From Indian Lakes.
They're working on some new album,
yeah.
And this song called Breaking My Bones. This is the first release from the album, so.
All right, well, there it is. We got a few to get to, so let's get right to it. Brand new one from Indian Lakes is the band. The song is Breaking My Bones, and let us know what you think. Dig it or bury it. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
In the morning.
Me gusta.
Breaking My Bones right here on Static Radio. It is New Music Tuesday, so tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
TG says, just broke my hand turning the radio down.
Really?
So he didn't like it.
Okay.
That was a no.
I have a vicious radio.
Yeah.
Careful with that.
Okay.
Thebe says, wouldn't change the station, but it doesn't stand out from the rest.
All right.
And Dennis says, it is a good song, and I dig.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And I get it, because it's breaking my bones, and okay. So he's breaking his
broke
hand.
Broke his hand. I get what he did there.
Trying to be thematic. Got it. Got it, TJ. Sorry.
Breaking my heart.
It's I'm slow this morning.
Breaking the law. And Anna says, dig. Brandon says, aw, yeah. And Victor says, bury it, or it bury it. I'm not sure. Jonathan says, bury another ambient noodle fest.
What's wrong with ambient noodle fests?
I don't know.
Wait, hold on.
Can we talk about what
is what's an ambient noodle fest?
Well, I feel like that's kind of contradictory, because if something's ambient, there isn't a whole lot going on. But
right?
If it's a noodle fest, then there's a lot going on.
Yes.
So how can it be ambient if it's all noodly?
We're not really clear on this.
Noodly is my key word of how I describe math rock to people.
Okay.
It's like, you know, we're kind of like the guitars are very noodly. But I didn't get that from the Indian Lakes song.
I'm thinking of eating spaghetti.
Noodly.
Noodle. That's such a weird word.
Learning musical terms. Noodly.
Oh, that sounds so noodly.
Dude, that ramen all over that one. I don't.
Was that Cajun chicken?
Yeah. Wow. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's New Music Tuesday. And we're premiering some new stuff this morning. Let us know what you think. Dig it or bury it. And what do we got next?
Just enough time for the big boy.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you want to cut these out then?
Well, it's up to you. It's your hour of new music.
You know, I know we got to get to this, we can go a little over.
Yeah.
We can go over. Yeah.
You want to do this Blank Page Empire?
Because
I don't even remember what it sounds like.
So we'll do it like that. How's that?
Yeah.
Bink. And then we'll go bink, bink, bink.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
Blank Page Empire. Ah, yes. Love these guys. Dating back to... No, I have no idea.
Today.
Yeah. Song is called Solstice, and let us know what you think. It is brand new music to Static Radio. You can dig it. You can bury it. And we listen to you guys. So facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Help us pick out the new music. It's Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
In the morning.
And
hey.
I don't know. Fail. Blank Page Empire. song's called Solstice. Static Radio, good morning. Welcome to New Music Tuesday. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
Hey.
People like that one.
Yeah?
Victor says, dig it to China, and Taylor says, dig it. So,
oh, so all two people.
All two people liked it. No, there's probably more. I just have to refresh the page again.
Care to chime in on that one.
Well, nicely so far, done. Everyone says they like it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let us know what you think. Yeah, that was kind of cool.
It was,
I dug it.
Easy listening.
Yeah.
Groovy.
It was nice. I wouldn't have turned it off if it was in the background.
That's,
I don't know.
That's good.
That is good.
If this was in the background and I really wasn't paying that much attention to it, I would not turn it off.
I would not be angry. I would not be mad and be like, who is playing this? So there it is. Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We have one more to get to. I have never been more excited today.
I'm like, wow.
Because I'm excited pretty much every Tuesday when we have new stuff that's really good. So I haven't heard this yet. I'm really, really looking forward to this one. Brand new music from The Wedding. They got a new record coming out called No Direction, and this one featuring Dan, the front man of Story of the Year. And we will get to that here in just a few.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
For worse or for better, let your voice be heard.
No, it's New Music Tuesday. It's New Music Tuesday on Static Radio.
That's right, and we're wrapping it up with a gem, in my opinion.
You haven't even
haven't
heard it.
I haven't even heard
and
it.
You're stating
like,
that.
Wow.
I'll tell you right now, on my list of greatest records of all time by anyone, and I'm not kidding, Polarity by The Wedding.
Yeah.
One of my favorite records by anyone. Such a brilliant record. And so I was talking to Brandon Thigpen, dear friend of mine, a former bassist for Spoken, who now is working with Jason Rao of Red, who produces a lot of these great records. Brian Head Welch, new project, Love and Death. As well as this one, he was putting it together. And I remember when they were working on this song in particular, and Thigpen texted me because he knows my love for Polarity and said, dude, this record just topped Polarity. And I'm like, there's no way!
He just dropped it.
He did drop it. And so I've been really looking forward to this record for a very, very long time. Brand new music from The Wedding.
This is their first first record with Tooth and Nail, too.
Yes!
They just got hopped onto that label.
Yeah. So let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. The song is called The Lesser Worth. And dig it or bury it.
Yeah.
Have you heard? You've heard this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually when I get New Music Tuesday songs, I'll listen to them, you know, once or twice. Make sure this is cool. But this I listened to a whole lot just like because I wanted to hear it again. It's like, oh, man.
So excited.
That's so cool.
Premiering brand new music from The Wedding right now. A song called The Lesser Worth. And let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
Hey.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Mind blown.
The Wedding just happened.
That is brand new music from The Wedding, song called The Lesser Worth.
I got the chills.
Yeah.
The air conditioner did come on, I think.
That was one of the new songs we have played in weeks and weeks and weeks. That was absolutely incredible.
I'm telling you, dude, I am so stoked for this album.
Oh, man. Brand new music from The Wedding. Unreal. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I love good old-fashioned rock and roll. I love guitar solos, and I love, straining your voice to, like, scream and just get it out, and the emotion, it was just raw and real.
I know, it's so good. It's so gritty, so classic.
Yeah. Static!
Hey, it's Niles.
Niles, speak up, bro. What's up?
I dig it.
Yeah? It was amazing, right?
It was.
Yes. A little more enthusiasm. Awesome. A little more enthusiasm, Niles. You're not excited enough.
Hey, I just woke up. I'm tired.
Okay, that's cool. But you loved it enough to call
in.
It
was the first thing I heard, and it was amazing.
There you go. You're welcome. Have a great day, man. Niles is awesome.
He is.
He's excited.
You're really excited.
Dude, I'm like amped right now. Let's go fight things. Bugs.
Oh, gosh.
You know.
Bugs.
Yeah.
That would be pretty sweet, like boxing music or something.
It really would.
Get you pumped.
That just amped me up. Look at this. Phone calls. Static.
Hey, this is Martha. That was amazing.
Yeah, right? I love it.
Oh, man.
Martha, you have stellar taste in music.
It's true.
You have got to do the whole album on a Monday.
Oh, I promise you, we will be getting that record.
It'll happen.
So, okay. Yeah. Thank you for calling.
All
right. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What do we got?
Well, some people are, you know, they just said, I don't even have to hear it. Crystal says, don't even need to hear it. Oh, but wait, it is pure awesomeness. Thank you. Now my day has begun. Victor says, I've heard The Wedding, but never really listened to them, but this song changed that. So
yes.
Dig.
Nice.
And Dennis says, I dig it. Has a nice tone. I love it so, so much.
Nice.
And Taylor says, so sick already. A keeper for sure. See, they didn't even hear the full song. They got like maybe a quarter way into the song. They're like, yes. Robbie says, I want to dig it up and then hug it.
Yeah.
Stuart says, give me more. These guys have been killing it. Best song of the day. The Wedding doesn't disappoint.
Yeah, dude. And,
which is good because y'all had high expectations.
I really did.
You definitely hyped it up.
Yeah. I was like, oh gosh, I hope this is good.
They're one of the best live bands ever.
Yeah, they're really good live.
Absolutely incredible.
I remember last time I saw them at Freedom Fest, actually, a few years ago. The singer was climbing the one tree out there and hanging from it like a monkey.
Yeah, yeah.
Giovanna says, I never cared much for The Wedding, but dudes, this is awesome. This is good.
Yeah.
Jonathan says, best of show, and they put on a killer live show too.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant live.
Louise says, dig, and Thebes says, play it again.
Ooh, maybe we will.
You know, just winner.
Yeah, Static.
Hey, Steve-O.
What up?
Not much. Hey, as soon as I heard the intro, let me see your circle pit. I loved it.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, thanks.
All right, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Paul out in Houston says they should rename themselves Shotgun Wedding because they just blasted you in the face with awesomeness. I think I like that, but at the same time, so gnarly.
I know. I'm like, wait, what are the main reasons for shotgun weddings? Oh, please no.
505-338-3700. They are lighting up the phones, The Wedding is.
Yes.
Hey, I feel bad because I missed it.
Oh, no!
You just need to play it again.
Dude, it was absolutely incredible.
Absolutely. Either that or I guess I'm going to have to tune in on a podcast or
something. All right, there you go. All right, man. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That is it.
Yep,
that's it. You out?
Dunzo.
All right, we've got Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship joining us here in a few minutes, but you know what?
What?
Why not?
Just hope you're listening.
For everyone who missed it, best of show, hands down, I thought. And one of the best New Music Tuesday song entries we've had in a long time. It's been some years since we've heard from The Wedding. So
yeah, it's been, I think, five since they put an album together.
They were just conjuring up awesomeness.
Yeah, they had a couple, right? You know, Sound the Steel, they had a couple EPs in between, but it's like, since Polarity, they haven't really had a full length, and that was years ago. So excited that they have a full length, and if you missed it, I'm not kidding. We'll play it for you again right now, and as we prepare for Pastor Scott Tom.
Yep.
And great listener email this morning talking about kids and how to raise them up and what to do if a kid decides to...
Turn away.
So we'll talk about that coming up right now to get you there. Once again, why not? Encore of The Wedding, brand new song. It's The Lesser Worth. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
In the morning.
Yeah.
Static Radio. The Wedding, The Lesser Worth, right here on Static Radio, in case you missed it, for everybody who had called in. I just missed it. I tuned in halfway through. There you go. Yeah. You're welcome.
There it is. The
record's called No Direction, and I cannot wait for that release. Dan from Story of the Year actually lending vocals to that one as well, so exciting. Speaking of exciting, I've been looking forward to the conversation that is about to happen since we got this email in. Sunday.
Yeah.
Welcoming into the show right now, Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship. What up? Welcome.
Hola, me gusta.
How are you?
We need
to give you a theme song. You need
he
a solid theme
that.
Song.
Went right over his head.
I
me gusta. Yeah.
Maybe Knight Rider. You're kind of the writer of Knight. That's awesome.
No,
this
is
a great
the most,
theme song.
It stresses me out.
Why does it stress you out? It's a great theme song.
I can't.
No. Okay.
It stresses
fine.
Me
all
out.
Right, no theme song.
No.
No theme song. But Pastor Scott Tom, Cross Christian Fellowship, and we've had Michael in studio before, hanging out with us as well. He's got a very cool video game ministry kicking off that the guide actually involved with, and another night coming up here very soon. You can check out all the details at gameandmovieguide.com for that. But you, sir, head pastor of Cross Fellowship,
crossfellowship.org, right, for all details on that.
Correctamundo.
Have a 1 hour call-in show on our sister station, No Other Doctrine, a systematic theology type show, and where you take questions from listeners as well. And we got a listener email in to hear, but I thought this was a perfect opportunity to answer it, you know. And I didn't want to spring it on you, so I'm not sure I let you, because this is a heavy question. As a parent myself, you know, I was like, man, I definitely want to hear what you have to say, because, as a father who has daughters.
Right.
Youngest daughter, actually, over in Scotland.
She's over in Scotland. We just dropped her off. Those who are used to listening to No Other Doctrine on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
She's been co-hosting with me for the past year and a half, and we'll miss her for almost a year. She'll be in Scotland in the exchange student program, and so she's loving it, though.
Yeah.
We have roots back in Scotland, and so she's, you know, getting into that whole thing of, you know, finding out her roots and stuff like that, but...
I didn't realize your last name was McTom.
It's Tom. We're part of the McIntosh clan.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I think I'm hilarious.
He does think he's funny.
McTom. They do have McDonald's over there.
They
so
do?
She felt at home.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go. Nice.
They're all the same wherever you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they had McWendy's.
See, what the cool thing is, you could probably get the Shamrock Shake all year round.
Woo!
There.
I get what you did there.
That's
Let's
Irish.
Be honest.
Scotland.
Let's be honest.
Oh, that's Irish.
I understand what
Don't
you did.
Don't insult the Scotch.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. So we have a very for you. We're already off course.
We're already off course.
We're already off course. So where are we at?
By the way, I would like to say this. We do have an open email address,
yes.
studio@mystaticradio.com. If you're ever at a place where you have questions, you need an answer on something, we do have pastors that come into the station regularly, and we love getting these listener emails in. So if you've ever had something heavy on your heart, or you just need an answer about something, studio@mystaticradio.com is the email address, and we got one in. And it says, I'm a stay-at-home mother of four who's tried to raise my family under the same strong Christian values that I grew up with. Therefore, I was shocked when my oldest daughter suddenly announced she had given up believing in God and decided to come out as an atheist. She said she was happy in her decision and that it just felt right. She no longer wishes to attend church, speak to the pastor, or even participate in family prayers. I love my daughter dearly, but I'm troubled by this turn of events. She's never seriously misbehaved or otherwise given me cause to worry before this. She insists she's old enough to make up her own mind, but I simply do not think a girl of 16 has the maturity to make such a life-changing decision. Our pastor cautions me that putting too much pressure on her now might cause her to become even more entrenched in her thinking. How can I help my daughter see she's making a serious mistake with her life if she chooses to reject God and her faith? Can I just chalk this up to teenage rebellion, something she's bound to outgrow, or do you suppose this is a precursor to some deeper psychological problem? Man, there's like six questions in here.
Yes.
But on first inspection, obviously, she says, one thing she said, she insists she's old enough to make up her own mind, but I simply do not think a girl of 16 has the maturity to make such a life-changing decision. What do you say to that, first of all, to a 16-year-old? This is someone, obviously a teenager who believes. I mean, I guess we should get to the basic question first is, can we chalk this up to teenage rebellion, or is this something that is deeper, more serious?
And that's the question, really, as you look at it, that should be asked of her. Of the daughter.
Yeah.
One of the things that oftentimes Christians do is we hear an objection to Christianity, or we hear somebody rebelling, and immediately we try to come up with answers or arguments for reasons for your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not even be scratching the itch, you know, that's on there. I remember having a conversation with one gentleman where he was all angry. He says, I don't believe in God. And I was all prepared to go into, you know, arguments for the existence of God and everything. And then it just kind of, you know, hit me again. And I asked him, why is that? What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean, you know, about that you don't believe and you don't believe in God? What kind of God? And he said, I don't believe in a God that would let my four-year-old daughter die.
Mm.
Well, see, now the issue isn't so much an argument for the reasons for your faith. It was more of, I just began to comfort and console the guy.
Yeah.
Pour love on the guy because, you know, that's not our God. Jesus was very compassionate when he saw families who had lost, you know, family members. You remember the funeral procession.
Yeah.
And Jesus was moved with great passion and touched the son and, you know, resurrected him, basically.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we just we have to find the root cause. Why, honey, are you doing this? Why, sweet? Is it a boyfriend? Is this because you have a teacher telling you something? Is this evolution? Is this another friend? Is this PBS,
right,
you know, on TV that's come up with some kind of show? So you got to find the root cause, because you can, you know, try to, it's like diagnosing a sickness.
Yeah.
What's going on with that person?
Yeah.
And so it doesn't leave us a lot in the email, but the first thing I would say is, You got to continue to have dialogue with that child.
Yeah.
If they're old enough to make their mind, then you're old enough to defend it, son.
Hey.
Sweetie, right? Yeah. Honey, the daughter. So if you're going to take this stance, then you've got to be sure of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. So you don't change anything in this household. You don't dictate the rules of this household. We still, if we're going to go to church or we're going to have family prayer and I call you in, you're going to be here.
Yeah.
So that's something where within the family, you know, I kind of hold to that's the guidelines, that's the rules. Now, if I may not force them to do everything, because I think their pastor's right.
Yeah.
I think there's a certain point where you can push people and they rebel. The Lord even withdraws from us sometimes to draw us to him. I love the Song of Solomon because it talks about, you know, the lover, the one who goes astray and I can't find her and I go to the streets and I go to, and it kind of talks about sometimes God leaves an absence there. His nature hates an absence, a void.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. When there's a big absence there, sometimes the things that you think are going to fill that void, that are going to satisfy your life, that are going to do this, it's come up so short that you turn around and you say, you know, I need to go back to my first love.
Yeah.
And that's that. I think sometimes God will do that. But we don't know in this case how open they are, how rebellious they are, if they've had other, you know, problems. Of course, the mom is saying that this daughter's been kind of a model daughter, and so right, that type of thing.
Yeah, it's funny. We're going through as a staff this book, Has Christianity Failed You,
mm-hmm,
by Ravi Zacharias, and literally just yesterday, this is one thing that Billiam brought up that he caught from the chapter that we were in, and that was it. It was the idea that when somebody starts talking, we immediately start building a defense, and we immediately start building a rebuttal, and
we
immediately
listen.
Start coming up with our argument and answer, and mm-hmm, we're not paying attention to
exactly
the fact that this person is hurting, to the fact that this person is lost, confused maybe, doesn't understand something, has a deep personal feeling of resentment or hatred or whatever it is, or just separation, whatever it may be. And rather than focus on that, and rather than actually listen to another human being telling why they're hurting, we immediately are just trying to come up with our own argument and our own answers, or we're in our head. And forgive me, I don't care how this comes out or how this sounds, because I'm guilty of it as well. Somebody starts talking and I immediately shut down and just start praying. All right, Lord, just give me the wisdom to say what you want me, mm-hmm, to say right here. Spirit, you just overcome me. And you know, these are quote unquote noble qualities, I guess. However, I'm not paying attention to this human being directly in front of me, and I'm just like, Lord, you know, and not listening to the issue at hand. Why is this happening? Why does this person feel this way? What is going on with them? What caused this? And I think you're right. I mean, I think that is the ultimate question that we need to ask, is why? Why is this happening? And as opposed to, well, let me tell you, but yeah, but the Bible says this. What are you, stupid? I mean, you know,
yeah.
And we kind of come up with these angry, defend the faith to death, when really this human being across from us who is a soul is hurting and lost and confused, and instead of showing compassion and really caring about the person to a point where we're saying, well, why? Why do you feel this way? What,
yeah,
what is going on with you? How can I come alongside you and love you and help you come to the knowledge of Christ? We immediately have an argument and a rebuttal.
Right. The number one thing, it's so wise what you're saying, the number one thing you should be doing is asking questions. Jesus, yeah, asked a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And even when people were trying to get an argument out of him, he would still ask a lot of questions.
Yeah. Right.
And one of the two main questions that you want to ask is, first, what do you mean by that? And the second one is, how do you know that?
Yeah.
So then you, people say, well, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. Well, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of some kind of gray-haired guy up in the sky throwing lightning bolts at the first wrong thing that you do?
Right.
Well, I don't believe in that kind of God either.
Right.
He's gracious and long-suffering. His son died on the cross for us to bring us to know him. Eventually, yes, he will judge, but he's slow to wrath.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't believe in that kind of God either. And then the other thing is then, you know, how do you know that? Well, there's no God. There's ample proof up here, you know. And I've had time and time again, people will come to me and they'll say, you know, an argument. I had this kind of conversation at a funeral. And the guy goes, you know, Pastor, I respect you, but, you know, I respectfully disagree. And so, you know, evolution is just a proven fact. And I said, well, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
What do you mean by evolution? You know, it's. Things change from, you know, over millions of years and stuff. And I said, okay, how do you know that? Yeah. What's the fact? And he's like, well, the moths, you know, that were on the tree in England, and then they were gray, and those are the ones survived, you know? And I'm like, you know that they actually spray painted those moths and they pinned them to those trees? And
wow.
You know, I mean, and if that's your... If that's your fact, I mean, if that's your overwhelming evidence, you know, how do you know that? How do you know that it's that? And so what happens there, you don't even make an argument.
Yeah.
You're just asking them evidence for theirs. And what happens is this is what scripture calls tearing down vain philosophies.
Yeah.
Because now they've themselves put up a wall just like we do, right? But now that wall is indefensible.
Right.
So they have to retreat. To the next wall. So you'll notice if they bring up something else without defending that anymore, you've taken down that wall and they've retreated. To me, it reminds me of the trilogy there of the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Where they would be, the outer wall would fall and you'd have to go to the inner wall and then you're inside the cave, you know, and you're in your stronghold and now it's to the death, man.
Yeah.
But what happens is every time you do that, you allow an opening for the Holy Spirit because he gets in there, they have less and less defenses. And you haven't even made an argument. You've just said, how do you know that?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? And how do you know that? Those are two powerful ways to do that.
Yeah.
I've disarmed so many atheists, so many people that are angry and whatever. And oftentimes you come off as, and if you do it with love and compassion, you come off as really respecting them.
Yeah.
Because you're saying, okay, what do you mean by that? Tell me your side and I'll sit here and listen.
Go ahead.
So the Bible tells us to be ready in and out of season. So would you say that going into these conversations, we need to be prepared to ask questions and then listen completely? Yeah. Because, I mean, that's how you're saying, by listening to them and actually hearing what they're saying is how you're going to be like, well, that doesn't make sense. Otherwise, because we just talked about that, how you're already ready to fight back, to shoot something back at them.
Because the object is not to win the argument at any cost.
Right.
The object is to win the soul.
Mm.
That's the thing. And you win the soul not by being confrontational and in their face and you know, ad hominem or personal attacks. The way to win them is to love on them. And to love on them is to listen to them because it shows dignity.
Right.
It shows that you're a human being. You're created in the image of God. I don't agree with you, but I'm going to show respect and love and listen to your side of the argument.
And maybe that's all they want is somebody to hear them. We talk about this being angry.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there's a lot of emotion behind it. Nine times out of ten, when you're talking with someone, an atheist or, you know, immediately they find out you're a Christian and then there's anger.
Yes.
Why is that anger there? You know, what is causing that? It can't be because you're so angry that some people are so stupid that they believe in God. That can't be it. What is the hurt? What is the what happened? You know, what is
exactly
it that caused you to feel so much animosity towards a God who has nothing but love for you? Why?
And it's like that guy who lost his 4-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
I can sympathize with that.
Oh, man.
You know, if my
heart broke when you said that. I mean, young kids, I can't fathom that.
And I'm like, you know, let's sit down for a minute and talk. And I began to ask him questions. Now, he didn't come to the Lord right then. I didn't expect him to, and I didn't push that.
Right.
But I think the next Christian he's going to meet is going to be totally different. a lot more open.
And that's it. We're all workers at a different... God calls us, and it may be that we're helping toil that soil, or maybe we're trying to plant that seed, or we're... it doesn't mean we're salesmen. I think another big issue with talking to people of any other faith other than Christianity is that we become salesmen. And it's all about like being this car salesman attitude of sealing the deal. And let's be honest, when we go to a car lot, which I hate doing, and I don't ever really like buying from car dealerships or anything like that, it's because it's sleazy. You know that they don't really care about what you're interested in. They're just trying to sell you on this car, and that's it. This Christian mentality of we don't really care about where they're coming from or respecting them as a human being. We just want to seal the deal. We just want to get it done. We just want them to say that prayer as if this prayer is magical and this is what it is that's going to save you for all eternity. Just say these words, and then I get to leave, and I get another check mark in my belt of righteousness. And
so here's another thing you need to do is when you're talking to the person, find out their name.
Yeah.
And shake their hand again. They're all, you know, not tempers, but you know, all of a sudden your heart races, you know, and you start, you know, your adrenaline starts flowing, and then, you know, words start getting faster, and then you start cutting one another off. Before it gets to that place, or even if it's at that place, stop and put out your hand. Go, I'm sorry. What was your name again? Shake their hand and then call them by their name and say, hey, Steve, I am really interested in what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard some things. I kind of know a little bit about this, but I don't know everything. So, you know, kind of tell me, you know, why you believe this. And then we'll go back and forth a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and that'll slow it down. And it also shows a lot of respect. And oftentimes that'll get the conversation to a place where it's not warfare and you're having a dialogue.
Absolutely. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. You're listening to Steve O. Mitch in the Morning. Joining us, Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship. Got a listener email I'll reread here in just a few moments and to catch up if you're just joining us. Static.
Good morning. I have a question for Pastor Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Bible, it says that if you look at a woman with lust, that's basically the same as committing adultery. And it also says in the Bible that if you commit adultery, that's one of the causes for, you know, biblical divorce. So, if a person is looking at pornography or whatever, and therefore committing adultery on their wife, would that give the other, the spouse, grounds for divorce, biblically?
No, not biblically. It doesn't say it's the exact same thing. It says you've committed adultery in your heart.
Yeah.
And there's a difference there. Yeah. You can commit murder in your heart, but you're not going to go to prison for it. And so it's something that obviously the scripture condemns. We're not to be controlled by lust or greed or anger or those types of things. But it's not a biblical reason for divorce, because it's technically not physical breaking of the covenant.
Yeah.
So you can be tempted to do a lot of things in your heart, but it's different from that, because there are degrees of punishment. Not every sin is the same. Remember, Jesus told Pilate that he who turned me over to you, he who betrayed me, has the greater sin. And so you have to, the consequences of those sin, the sin that you commit or the sins, have a direct correlation then to what the reaction can be towards the punishment and the decree of reprimand that you're going to get. So it's different. So it's not at the place where it's you could divorce somebody, because literally every woman married could divorce their husband, because at one time or another, every normal man's gonna be tempted, and they're gonna lust in their heart. Women can be tempted too; they're gonna lust in their heart. But it's not something. It's the difference is, do you give in to that temptation? So if you go out and you physically do it, that's grounds.
Great. Thank you for your answer. I'll pass it on to my small group members.
All right, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. That's something that Pastor Skip actually said this last, that very same illustration, you know, committing murder in your heart. You know, you're not going to face the consequences. You know, you're not going to prison for, you know, committing murder in your heart. But
But that is, and James says, you know, and John, they go on to say, well, that's where, you know, it's conceived, though.
Yeah.
That's where sin is conceived in the heart. And if you continue to do that, you're opening yourself up to that.
Yeah.
So you've got to repent. You've got to move on. Somebody, you know, you've got to have accountability partner. You've got to have filters that you put on your thing. There's no excuse now. There's a couple free filters out there for your internet. DNS Open is an open source free filter. It runs through your router. So no matter what you connect with, your tablet, your phone or whatever, it protects you. I have that. I have double protection at my home. I just want to have accountability. I want to make sure no one can accuse me. And I don't want to have I want to finish well.
Right.
So do that.
Yeah. There's apps for it. XXX Church, you know, they're heavily involved in that ministry. And they have apps that will take over even your smartphone.
Yeah.
Takes over your Safari browser.
Awesome.
So you can't bypass it.
Didn't even know about
that.
You have accountability partners.
Amazing.
It's really cool.
Yeah. I have friends, and that's it. You give out email addresses, and every week there's updates that says, hey, man. You know, your bro didn't search anything crazy this week, or hey, you should check this out. This was flagged, and make sure you talk to your accountability partner this week about this and what that was. And yeah, so there's some great resources out there. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, Steve, this is Hans.
Hey, Hans.
So I had a friend that, you know, was brought up in church and everything, and has, you know, anger issues with, you know, that are pretty deep going back to very young age, and she said she was going to go to get hypnotized, and I don't know anything of it. Like, I, you know, you know what it is and stuff, but biblically and, you know, in Christianity, what is it okay? I mean, what's the perspective from a Christian view or godly, you know, is it wrong or...
Great question, Hans.
That is a good
Thank
question.
You. Pastor?
Yeah, when you're dealing with these areas that are gray areas that some people think are medical or psychologically, you know, approved type of thing, it's recommended for stopping smoking and a whole bunch of things. As a Christian, I would not recommend it. I would rather rely on the Holy Spirit to change us and the Word of God to change us. Anything that is mind-altering, I would stay away from. There's a principle in Scripture. Scripture doesn't talk about everything, but there's principles that cover everything.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing we're not supposed to be with is, Scripture uses a term, pharmakia. They would also use this to contact spirits and other things. Anything that takes you into an altered state of consciousness.
Okay.
Blind meditation, not scriptural meditation where you're actually thinking on a passage, but blind meditation where you're trying to do like astral planing, you're trying to send your spirit away from your body, any type of thing where you're taking drugs and that are hallucinogenics, you want to stay away from those. Scripture condemns that type of practice. And so I would not recommend nor send anybody to a hypnotist to get treatment, you know, type of thing. Now, I'll probably get some emails from you know, hypnotists, and it's, you know, now approved by AMA or something like that. But you know what? Scripturally, let's turn to the Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit and understand this, that God doesn't take, most of the time, he doesn't take away these things from us because he doesn't want to destroy our free will. It's a relationship. Mm-hmm. What he wants to do is change you slowly from inside out so your nature changes.
Yeah.
Because if he just forced it on you, it's not an act of love. You can't, you're not, he's taken away your opportunity to show him love. When you wait upon the Lord and allow his word to slowly change you, and this may take years, for something that's rooted in a deep habit, what happens is it isn't just something where you're denying yourself. It's something that you become. And there's a difference there. It isn't something that you do. It's something that you are. Your nature changes to that. And that's where you no longer want to do it because God slowly changed you inside out and your whole character, your nature's changed, and you've done it through a process of choices. Right. Choice after choice after choice, yeah. Battle after battle, and then you get to a place where God matures you as you grow, and what the awesome thing about it is you do it through a relationship, yeah. And you grow closer to the Lord through it, and you understand his grace better, and you understand his love better, because here's a God who doesn't leave you or forsake you. He's right there with you. We don't understand how much he loves us, man.
Yeah.
You know how much he's there for us, and that he's patient and he wants to change us, but it's not going to force it. And oftentimes, one more thing here. The key factor is God won't take away a lot of these impulses, because on the flip side, they're godly impulses.
Hmm.
Think about it. Yeah. A sex drive is good. God created sex.
Yeah.
Used in the wrong context and used with no control does damage, right?
Absolutely.
And then same thing with eating, that sort of thing. We've got to eat to live,
right.
But if you overeat, you die.
Right?
So if God takes away these certain things, you know, God, just take this away from me. Okay, well, you're not going to want to have sex anymore. You know, you what he wants is there to be a balance there. Use it for godliness, you know, type of thing. And that sometimes just takes time and training. But the beautiful thing about that is it's you have to understand it's the relational part.
Yeah.
God isn't, he's, that's his purpose. That's his plan. He knows we're sinners and he knows we continue to sin. So what is his plan? I'm going to slowly change you if you allow me over time and testing and my word to cause you to grow in greater character. Because if you grow that way, you can have the deepest love relationship possible. If he just clicks his fingers and you're changed, you're a robot.
Right. Does that help, Jans?
Yeah, well, I always thought, you know, why not go to God? I mean, why go to hypnotism? It's just like, wouldn't that kind of open the door to something like spiritual, like demons? Or, you know, that's why I don't know anything biblical in that aspect, and that's why this is the first time I ever hear anything like that. You know, is it wrong and stuff like that? So
yeah, people are opened up to demons because of certain altered states of consciousness. Demons can't just come in, so has to be something where people go into, you know, like astral projection or hallucinogenic type of drugs, something that's, you know, really takes down the defenses of the spirit and the human. Demons just can't come in easily, even to the non-believer.
Mm-hmm.
So why should we open ourselves up to that? God condemns that kind of thing.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Hans.
All right, man. God bless you guys.
All right, you too. We are just about out of show. But before we go, I have a quick question. As we're talking about hypnotism and mind-altering and stuff like that, to those that are listening, maybe somebody's dealing with depression, maybe somebody's dealing with bipolar disorder, whatever. What about something that is prescribed by a doctor that says, hey, man, because, I mean, in a sense, you could say, well, those are mind-altering drugs, right? Because whether it's Paxil or Wellbutrin or some kind of antidepressant pill or anything like that, you know, well, I think sometimes we can definitely get quote unquote carried away and say,
yeah, when I'm saying mind altering, though, it's, I'm talking about where you lose control of your mind.
Like, yeah, LSD type.
So if somebody's bipolar, they've already kind of lost part of that. So if they're given a drug that's helping them take control of their mind, that's actually good.
Okay.
And I've had counsel sessions with people like that. I'm not going to take my medication. I'm like, no, I think you should.
Right, because
this actually keeps you in a closer relationship with the Lord until he heals you permanently.
Yeah.
Either on earth or, you know, at death.
Yeah.
So the difference is it's not mind altering in the sense you lose control of your mind. Those drugs, under those type of circumstances, help you maintain control.
All right.
And that's a good thing.
There you go. That is it for us. We are on out. Don't forget to come see us at the State Fair. We'll be broadcasting live starting tomorrow.
Tomorrow for 4 hours.
Yeah, hanging out from 1 to 5. We actually got to go get ready for that. Go set up at the State Fair and all that fun stuff. Pastor Scott, awesome. Tom, we will see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for coming in.
Are you going to be at the fairgrounds?
We'll be here for the morning show and then at the fairgrounds for 1 to 5.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Pray for us.
Oh, we have a crazy week and a half ahead of us.
But go out and see their booth. Pick up a sticker.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they'll have stickers there, slap it on your car or your guitar.
Yeah.
There you go. And then hang out with them.
Yeah.
There you go.
Show these guys some love over there.
Crossfellowship.org for all the details on Pastor Scott Tom and his ministry. And again, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Awesome.
All right. We are on out of here. And, yeah, we'll see everybody again bright and early tomorrow morning.
Yep.
Pray for this year, team, as we get ready for a crazy week and a half of broadcasting from the State Fair. But hopefully we'll see a lot of you guys out there. And,
Please and thank you.
There you go. That's it. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.